Praise God. It's another good morning. God has given us to listen to his word, and we carry on to see what God teaches us. We've been looking at Galatians, and yesterday we were looking at Galatians chapter 2, and we were able to see where Paul starts to express the importance of not rebuilding what he had destroyed. And this, he was expressing it as a challenge and as a concern that Peter, who before some brothers who came from Antioch, who had come to Antioch before they came, he was eating with the Gentiles and he was keeping the traditions. He was not keeping the traditions of the Jews, because the Jews don't eat with Gentiles. In fact, one of the ways that you will know that the Jews have agreed with the Gentiles is when they eat with them. And that's quite not something that happens, because to them they understand sharing a meal is even to the level of a covenant. So because of this, Peter has been living like a Gentile, not eating with the Gentiles. But then when the Jews come, he pulls away. And because of this, Paul has to clearly challenge him in public and tell him that he is not living according to the truth of the gospel, and he should not be rebuilding what he has destroyed. And that's very important to understand. And you see, this question of the law versus grace, or how, what is it that saves a man? And that is why he answers that we are justified by faith in Christ. We are not justified by the works of flesh or by the keeping of traditions of men, but we are justified only by faith in Christ. And so when we start chapter 3, which we shall look at, now Paul shifts his focus from Peter, and he now addresses the Galatians. And his biggest concern is that I preached Christ to you. In fact, I portrayed him to you as one that was crucified. But yet, you are now turning aside to another gospel, which is you think that by being circumcised, you are going to be saved. And he considers this even a spell to the level of witchcraft. And that's why he asks Galatians chapter 3, "Oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified? This only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now being made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if indeed it was in vain? Therefore, verse 5, he who supplies the Spirit to you, or he who ministers the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Just as Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness, therefore know that only those who are of faith are sons of Abraham. And the scripture, foreseeing that God will justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel to Abraham beforehand, saying, in you all the nations shall be blessed. So then those who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham." Now, this is really the aspect of justification by faith. And he's telling them that when I preached to you, I painted to you the picture the only reason that you are born again is because Christ was crucified. You know, that's the only message that Paul preached. He said, when I was with you, I desired to preach nothing except Christ and Him crucified. So he showed them what the sacrifice of Christ meant. And at times we always have to keep reminding ourselves, what does the sacrifice of Christ do for us? It results in our victory. It results in the forgiveness of sins. It results in the breaking away of the curse of the law. Every curse is broken. Every legality that was pinned against us is broken by the cross. Everything that the enemy, every power of darkness that the devil have against us is broken. We are delivered from the kingdom of darkness and brought into the kingdom of the marvelous Son, into the kingdom of light. We who are in poverty, we are made rich because Christ was rich, became poor for us. We who are Gentiles and not heirs of God, nothing connected with the commonwealth of Israel, we become now partakers of the blessings of Abraham. We become sons of Abraham. We become sons of faith. We become children of God. In fact, we receive the power or the right, the exousia, to become sons of God. We become joint heirs with Christ. God starts to live in us. And he's telling them that, don't you realize that your faith was not based on circumcision? It was not based on keeping of the traditions of the Jews. It was not based on your human effort, but your salvation. And the only way that you will get to heaven is by your believing. And he in fact even tells them that, look, how did you receive the Spirit? Was it because you did something to receive the Spirit? When I placed my hands and you received the Holy Spirit, was it because you fasted or was it because you did something? No. Every gift of the Holy Spirit remains a gift. It remains something that God has given. It remains a product not of human effort or human sacrifice, but it remains from the Spirit of God. And that's why it says, did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? What is the hearing of faith? The hearing of faith is hearing the Word of God, and this Word of God works in you that you believe it. And the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. That means that as you sit by the word of God, there is a voice of God that you will hear. There is always a voice within the voice. When someone is being preached, when a man of God is preaching, as you listen to the word of God, then you start to get clarity over what you are supposed to do with your life. That is the voice of God. Now, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so you will receive the Spirit. And he's telling them, when you receive the Spirit, he that ministers the Spirit, he that works miracles, that means miracles did not come by your effort. Miracles did not come, or the Spirit was not supplied to you by your effort, but the Spirit and miracles were worked among you by the hearing of faith. And the hearing of faith is by hearing the voice of God. You must desire, you must constantly need to know what is God saying. Because when you hear the voice of God, The voice of God is what calms the storm. The voice of God is what gives you direction. The voice of God is what will make you confident to face the storms. The only reason that men are confused, that there is fear, is always because we have not heard the voice of God. But when you hear of faith, by the hearing of faith, when you hear that word from God, that confidence builds you. And you can move knowing that God is with you. I tell you, you will go through challenges. But the only reason that the challenges will drown you is you have not heard the voice of God over the matter. But when you have heard what God says over a matter, when you know God's position, I tell you, you will be confident. You will be peaceful. You can be sick. But then God says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them from them all. You see, there's a difference between the logos, that which is written, the written word of God, and rhema, which is the now word of God, which is a spoken word of God. There is a point where that written word of God that you know, the Holy Spirit searches it, makes it alive, and makes it rhema. And you are in a struggle, you are in a problem, and you just hear the voice of God. I can give many examples. Once I was applying for a job, and you've done an interview and you're sure you're getting it. Then you hear the voice of God saying, all things work together for the good of them that love him and are called according to his purpose. And then that day I did not get good news. But then I remembered the word that was spoken, all things work together for the good of them that love him and are called according to his purpose. And yes, it was painful. Yes, there were moments of disappointment. But you see, that word was the hearing of faith. It was the word from God, from the same scriptures, that came to speak to my moment even before the disappointment came. It can even come during the disappointment or when you seek God to understand what is the challenge. Then God whispers a word to you. And I pray this morning that God will whisper his message to you. Maybe it is a pain that you're going through, and all you need to know is that I am with you. Paul was in the middle of a storm, and the Lord whispers to him and said, you shall not die in this storm. Now that you have testified to me in Jerusalem, also you shall testify to me in Rome. That was a hearing of faith that he made him stand before all those shipwrecked men and tell them, men, you have not eaten for 14 days. Eat something, gain strength, because angel of the Lord in whom I serve appeared to me yesterday, and he told me that none of us shall die, none of the crews shall die. If you learn to hear the voice of God, my brother, my sister, you will overcome any challenge that you face. The hearing of faith is what works miracles. We don't do miracles because we want to, but we hear what God has done. Jesus will say, I don't do what I of my own accord, but I do as I hear. What I hear my Father doing or saying is what I do. That means there is something that God whispers to you, that this man can walk, and you take charge. And you speak to the crippled man and rise and walk. Now, it is you to ask yourself, was that myself? Or was that the voice of God? Was that from the devil, from my own spirit? But when you know without a shadow of doubt, because God will never speak to you something that he has not done, that is when now you know the difference between when God said, my ways are not your ways, my thoughts are not your thoughts, as my ways are higher than your ways and my thoughts higher than your thoughts, as the heavens are above the earth, so is the way that God's thoughts and his ways that are higher than our ways. And he promises that his word does not go forth and come back empty. And so the question again is, did you believe by the keeping of the law? Did you receive the Spirit by the keeping of the law? Did the one who worked miracles among you, was it by the keeping of the law? Or was it by the hearing of faith? If we are going to be effective as believers, if we are going to live lives that are of a blessing, if we are going to be victorious, we must learn the secret that it is those who are led by the Spirit of God that they are the sons of God. In fact, that's why he says that, look here, Abraham is our example. Just as Abraham believed God, what did he believe? God just told him, go out, look at the sky. If you can count the stars in the sky, so as many will be your descendants. And God is speaking to a man who is already past childbearing age, a man who is old, a man whose wife is already beyond time, and he has no heir. And the Bible says Abraham believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness. When you read that word of God and God says that you are more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus, is it just a story or do you believe God? When you read the word of God that he says that he heals all our diseases, redeems our life from the pit, is it just another word or do you take it as the unchangeable, as the everlasting, as the all-powerful word of God? When you hear it, and that is when you hear it and you believe it. In fact, that the hearing of faith is where you hear the word of God and you mix it with faith. And you see, that's where Hebrews speaks about why did it not work for them? It is because they received the word, but they did not mix it with faith. That means the word of God was of no effect to them. Think of the parable of the seed and the sower. Jesus said, the sower went and planted a seed, and some seed fell on good ground, others on stones, on rocks, others on the path, others on thorny ground. And he says, those that fell on the rock, because they had no root in them, they dried out. Those that fell on the thorns, because of the cares of this world, it was choked. Those that fell on the path, you know, the birds of the air came and took away that word. They received it with joy, but they quickly forgot it. But those that fell on good soil, and remember, the seed is the word of God. Luke 8:11. That means when the word of God came to some, it did not bear fruit. It was choked by the cares of this world. It was choked by the worries. It was stolen by the enemy, by the birds of the air. They stole away that word. And because some did not have root, the word dried up. That is the place of your capacity. Capacity. You build your spirit to receive the word of God, to contain that measure that you desire of God. Measures are given based on capacity, based on your cup. If your vessel makes itself clean, it shall be useful for the master for every good work. Our sins, our unbelief limit the level to which God can minister the Spirit to us. Yet even among the good land, the good soil, there are those that bear 30, those that bear 60, those that bear 100-fold. So, based on the land, based on how much you believe and act, when you hear the word of God and you mix it with faith and you do, it's not just hearing and sitting back, and you do what God has said. The Bible said Peter held the crippled man by his hand and assisted him, and strength came to the man and he leaped up for joy. The hearing of faith. So Abraham believed God and it was credited, it was accounted to him as righteousness. Therefore, know this, that only those who are of faith are the sons of Abraham. I tell you, the Jews thought they were the sons of Abraham. In fact, they will tell Jesus, we are sons of Abraham. That means we have a covenant, we have a promise. And Jesus, and the word of God tells us today that only those who are of faith, because the promise did not come to Abraham alone, but to Abraham and his seed. God preached this gospel to Abraham beforehand and told him, in you shall all nations of the earth shall be blessed. So then those who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham. So, do you want to be of faith, a son of faith? Then you are a partaker of the blessing of Abraham. You are set free from the curse of the law. It is the hearing of faith that changes our lives, a hearing of faith that gives us peace to face the storms. It's the hearing of faith that keeps us in alignment to God's will and God's purposes. I pray that you shall hear faith today and stick by it. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you that you are true. Your words do not fail. In fact, you say you're watching your word to see that it does not fall to the ground. My prayer is for my brothers and sisters that you give them that word in season, that word that sustains the weary, that they shall hear your voice, be guided by you, know that you are in charge, you are in control. You are a father that never fails, a father that is in charge, a father that is in control, O God. We look unto you, your promises are yes and amen, O God. May your name be exalted, be magnified, and be lifted up on high. We thank you and we bless you. Blessed Redeemer, may your name be exalted and be magnified. In Jesus' name we pray and believe. Amen. Shalom, and have a blessed, blessed day ahead. Bye-bye.